Lurinmensch by Deborah L. Davitt. I hear the rumble of your roar, Lion Man, rolling down through the ages, straight out of the past. The sound curls around me as I study the cuts made by ancient flint into your ivory, chiseled out so precisely. The soft curve of your ears, the ruffles of your fur, the smooth, hard planes of thick hide armor that embrace your frame. I can see the strength of your legs like pillars, the power of your arms like tree branches, where 7 parallel lines scarify you, mark you out. I can feel the patience of the one who wrought you, in silence and absorption, trying to capture the living essence of the cave lion and bind it into man or god. The world was a more fluid place, where animals and humans lived that much closer together, where nature was wild and dangerous, and always at the door. How much danger did the artist feel? How much that was sublime and truly awful pressed on him as he works, day by day, month by month, to bring you to life? We cannot know those days. We're cut off from the sublime and lessened for it. So we must listen for even subtle sounds out of the past that will teach us what it means to live on survival's razor edge, not in squalor, but where every day is a victory.